Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting second. The right fielder, Sibby Cisti. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Cusick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Dittmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Jim Wilson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Rossi. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. And now, play ball. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive towards first. Torgerson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Raffensperger, and towards McMillan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Cusick moves to second. Two outs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0 for 1 in the game. Jethro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sisti. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Rossi goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Reds. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger bunts towards first. Torgerson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Torgerson. McMillan scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Reds. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ditmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raffensperger moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field. Sisti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cusick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dittmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rossi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer misplays the ball. That's an error on Dittmer. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan strikes out. One out. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0-for-0 in the game. Raffensperger bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rossi moves to second. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Borkowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-2 in the game. Jethro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Borkowski. Jethro reaches second base with a double. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisti hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sisti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jethro. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Marshall moves to third. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rossi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall, who is chasing the ball. Logan reaches third base with a triple. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Logan scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Reds. Paul Burris pinch hits for Jack Dittmer. Paul Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves 1. The Reds will come to bat. Sibby Sisti now playing second base. Jack Daniels now playing right field. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0 for 0 in the game. Raffensperger takes first base on ball 4. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 3 in the game. Borkowski hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive towards short. Logan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jethro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 3 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves 1. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kluszewski moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sisti. Kluszewski scores. Adcock goes all the way around to score. Hatton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Reds. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rossi takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton scores. There goes Rossi trying to get to second. Gordon throws the ball into Sisti, who tags Rossi for the out. Two outs. It's 5-1, Reds. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Raffensperger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cusick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall, who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Reds. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 5-3, Reds. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Boston Braves, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.